Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Mother Nature cannot make up her mind.
No, she cannot. I tell you what, I snuck off to Phoenix for a couple days, and when I got back earlier this week, I think I brought some of the sunshine back with me, though. So
appreciate that, Lance.
Yeah, it was nice to see blue sky again. I'll tell you that much. It has
during the day, nice, but those cold temperatures, at least it's killing the moss that is growing on our front porch.
Yes, absolutely. It will do that for sure. But no, it's been great weather. People love to go get out and look at homes when it's nice and sunny out. Tom, how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing fantastic. We're taking a little break from the home show here to come record the radio show. So looking to get back out there and meet some clients.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so today's, we always like to start off with our local and then our crazy national story. So we'll start off with our national real estate story, and then we will definitely jump right into our local story, which really is going on right now, the 2015 Tri-Cities Regional Home and Garden Show. So our national story, which is, it's always interesting to look back and see these homes that we've talked about. I don't know if you remember us talking about, but about a year and a half ago, we talked about the Jackie Kennedy estate house that was for sale that they had put on the market. This thing went on the market at $11 million. And they've had to do a price drop now to $7.95
million.
Now, this story, though, actually is about, it's crazy. They were going to have an auction later this week, and they're actually going to be auctioning off her correspondence that she handwritten, that Jackie Kennedy had handwritten about the home, and her correspondence back and forth to the real estate agents. So they think that will go somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000.
Wow.
Made me wonder if I should like keep some of my handwritten notes from my current clients. Those could be
just in case
that could happen. So it was kind of interesting just to see that was going to auction and what had gone on there, but really just a lot of history tied up in that house, and unfortunately they only got to spend about 3 weekends there together before his assassination. So a lot of history in that house, but it obviously was not enough to bring the $11 million price tag, reduced to $8 million and still unsold. So it'll be interesting to see what that final price ends up being there. Now, to our local story today, and really this week, it is all about the Regional Home and Garden Show put on by the Home Builders Association and out there at Track in Pasco. And that is opening right after the radio show here, basically at 10 o'clock. So today's hours, we are looking at 10 to 7. We were there yesterday, 10 to 7. We were there on Thursday setting up for the Home and Garden Show. And then tomorrow, Sunday, those hours are going to be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, admission out there, it is $6 for adults. Kids out there 12 and under are free. And if you bring with you a non-perishable food item to donate to the Salvation Army, you're going to get $1 off of the admission price. So this really is, you know, what is happening right now, and we always kind of feature this show and talk about what goes on there. Last week we talked a little bit about what to consider with remodeling projects and what you were going to see out there. But it really is kind of the pinnacle of what the HBA members have done, and the best time that you can probably bring all of these service providers in our community together, put them under one roof, and then make some comparisons as you're shopping for that service provider. And one of the things that is happening right now, and we've talked about this in the market, is we continue to see low inventory numbers in the Tri-Cities market right now. We have, once again, we had three properties this week, and I think five the week before that were in multiple offer position, three more. So properties are selling very, very quickly. A lot of smart sellers are taking advantage of that low inventory right now. And especially quick moving is that price point, 125 to 175. That first time home buyers market right now is just absolutely on fire. A lot of the sellers, though, are coming up with, okay, I've sold that property now, where do I go? Because then they have a low inventory problem. Not as bad in the upper price range, but it is there. Where do I go? A lot of these clients are coming to us and saying, we're going to consider new construction. We're going to go new construction. And so as we relate that to what's going on with the home show right now, you have a great opportunity to get out there today and tomorrow. And thank you if you came yesterday. We saw a lot of folks yesterday. And you have a chance to walk around and probably talk to 15 to 20 different builders, get to know their personalities, get to look at their portfolios, get to see their products, and get a feel for what you're considering for which builder you might be choosing. And if you tried to do this any other time of the year, it could take you, you know, a couple weeks to set up all those appointments and then to go see that, where we can really take care of that quickly right now. So number one on the list, as I put out there, is I said, if you are considering new construction or a builder, this is a great time to get out there and see what's available and talk to those folks. The second thing that I wrote down out there is a great reason to get out there and come to this Home and Garden Show is we're doing something a little unique at our booth. We're doing some promotion for our Homes for Heroes program. We've talked about that a lot of the year before, but that is really, that is a giving back discount program that we offer to military, veterans, police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers. And those are kind of our frontline heroes in the community doing that hero type work. That program is 25% of our commission rebated directly to those heroes at closing in the form of the buyer, and it's that 25% discount given to our sellers that are selling. We've had so many people use us for the sell side and then the buy side, and they have saved thousands of dollars. So we're going to be out there getting a lot of that information about the Homes for Heroes program. And then when they're using Tom in conjunction with that, Tom, you have an additional discount on top of ours.
Yeah, we give the Homes for Heroes clients $500 off their closing costs. And you know, a lot of lenders, when you see reduced fees, what they do is they raise their interest rate to cover closing costs. And that's not what we're doing on this program. That's coming straight out of the branch expense when we give that $500 credit.
And that has been super, super helpful for a lot of our clients that adds up. Last year, we did just over $40,000 directly back to Heroes. We upped that this year to try. We want to give $100,000 directly back into the community. So doing the home show, getting out there, meeting those heroes and those clients is part of that. So please stop by and see us there. On top of that, we are holding a drawing. We are giving away two commission-free home sale transactions in 2015.
Lance, I love this idea.
So if you're a seller that's going to need to sell in 2015, you come down there, you buy your $10 admission ticket, and you come over to our booth, you come see the Kenmore team at our booth, and you sign up. And what we're going to do is we're going to take the listing side of our commission. We're going to take a 3% on the home price, and we are going to do all of the photography, marketing, listing, and we're going to do that for free into the MLS. On the buy side, we're going to have two separate drawings. On the buy side, if you're considering buying in 2015, we want you to come by and sign up for the drawing too, because on the buy side of things, what we're going to do is we're going to take the co-op commission that we would normally earn from showing you homes and working with those other agents. We're going to see you through that whole process, and then we're going to take 100% of our co-op commission and we're going to credit it to the buyer's closing costs at closing.
That is amazing.
And so
huge savings.
So also, so
all for a $10 ticket.
You can buy this for a $10 ticket, and there is a lot of other great. This is just what we're doing at our booth. There's also a lot of other great giveaways that are done at these home shows. There are amazing drawings and things that are given away. I've seen people win a lot of fantastic prizes. So that's just what we're doing at our booth. You've got, you know, hundreds of exhibitors and lots of things to see. So please, after the radio show later today, and you've got a lot of time today, you've got 10 to 7. We're not shutting down out there until 7. 10 to 7 today and 10 to 4 tomorrow. Stop by and see us. Talk to our agents. Meet our agents. And then we can talk a little bit, too, about how to deal with being overwhelmed. So, because we don't want you to get overwhelmed, and it can be a little bit overwhelming. So one of the things that we can talk to you about at our booth, and one of the things we do in a market like this, is when people go and meet those 6, 7, 8, you know, 15 builders, come by and see us at our booth. If you're completely overwhelmed, one of the services we do and one of the advantages of having an agent is we help you evaluate those choices. We're a sounding board for you to say, okay, we need an unbiased opinion. Here, we've narrowed it to our top three builders. Here's what we like. Here's what we need. Here's the land we're looking for. And our job is to help you put that whole package together and then make sure that you're well represented in that build process. So please feel free to stop by and see us at the booth. Tom's down there with us at the home show. He's got Umqua and his crew down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see both of us in about 30 minutes when the show's over. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about, we've seen the builders. We've picked the builder now. We've got the Kenmore team working with us trying to decide which land we're going afterwards. Now we're going to talk about the money side of things and how we're going to purchase these new constructions in 2015. We'll talk to Tom when we come back from the break.
Right here on News Talking 7.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking about the Regional Home and Garden Show. We are out there today from 10 to 7. It's really our chance as service providers in the real estate, building, landscaping industry to really shine, show you guys, the public out there, what we have to offer, and give you a chance to come down and meet us. So we'd love to see you. I've got some agents out there right after this, and then I'm going to be out there myself from 1 to 4 today. So please stop by, say hi, shake our hands, let us know you're a listener to the show. We'd love to meet our listeners when we're out there and talk to folks. And if you have any questions about real estate, that's what we're going to be doing, is answering those questions. We talked a lot about new construction. Great chance to come out to the show, meet these builders. Last week we talked about remodeling. Great chance to look at decks and patios.
And pools.
Pools, landscaping. A lot of time to talk to all of these contractors about these types of things when you're out there. So please come by and take a look at it. But if you are considering the new construction, it's also a great time to figure out, how are we going to get the money for all this? What are some of the type of programs we have out there? So Tom's going to give us a little insight. Tom, what do we need to know about what's going on with you guys at the home show and about the money?
Well, we're really excited to be out at the home show. You know, Lance, I've done this for the last 8 or 9 years, and it's always a lot of fun. I get to see a lot of clients that I've worked with in the past and meet new clients, and it's always really a productive weekend for us. And with rates where they're at now, I think we're also going to see a lot of people coming in and want to talk about refinances. But one of the main focuses, as we're talking about on the show today, is construction loans. And there's only a handful of good construction lenders in town, you know, maybe 3 on that list, and I definitely like to think Umpqua is one of them. So I know we're going to be talking to a lot of people about construction loans. So if you're out there, you're narrowing down your builders, make sure you come stop by the Umpqua booth, and let's chat about construction financing, and I'm going to give you a little bit of background as to what we can offer right now. So our program is a one-time closed construction. We lock that rate up front before you ever start building. That rate you have through the build is the same you have after the build. There's no need to refinance it. You don't need to modify it. It's a true one-time closed construction. Now, the only fee that we charge you is a flat $1,495, regardless of the loan amount. This could be a $200,000 loan amount or an $800,000 loan amount. I think what you'll see in a lot of other lenders in the area is they charge a 1% construction fee on top of an origination fee. So we have an extremely low fee structure. Now, when clients call me to talk about construction financing, I actually will give them the names of my competitors to call. And I think that's probably pretty telling of how I feel about our construction loans.
Right. Yeah. No, that says a lot.
And how competitive we are with it. Now, if you asked me a year ago, our program wasn't that great, but it's been completely rolled out, modified in summer of last year when Umpqua merged with Sterling, and I think we have the one of the best programs in town. So great, great, great program. Now, we require 10% down payment, even on the jumbo loans, and this is a combination between the land and the total cost of the build. Now, Lance, this is a portfolio product, meaning we kind of set our own rules with this, and we actually do finance these up to 95% if you're building with our preferred builders. So 95% meaning that you can get in with 5% down. Now, I've also had several scenarios where the client could come up with maybe 7% down, and they're not building with a preferred builder, and they have great credit, and they got some reserves, and maybe they have a really stable job, low debt to income, so they have strong, what we call compensating factors. And we've approved those clients for, say, less than 10% down as well. So it's kind of a case-by-case basis, but the set guidelines say preferred builder, 5% down, non-preferred builder, 10% down. Now, benefits for the preferred builders, it's not just for the clients. For the preferred builder, though, we'll automatically schedule the inspections and the draws without them having to even ask for it. If they say, I want to get paid on the 5th of every month, we send the inspector out on the 1st, see what work's done, get the draw to them, they have the money in the bank on the 5th. So the builders really like this because they can focus on what they do, and that's building the house, so they don't have to worry about trying to get money from us. So it really streamlines the process for them, and again, they can just focus on building the house. Now, if a client's building on a piece of property that they already own outright, or let's say you recently bought some land, you put $20,000 down, that equity that you have in the land will count towards your down payment requirement for construction. So a lot of times it works out where someone maybe bought some land 5 years ago, they've been making payments on it, maybe they've paid it off, and now they're ready to build. What they've already put into land will cover everything they need to on the construction loan. So they could literally close the construction loan with nothing down because they've already built the equity in the property. Or you can use the construction loan to buy the land as a part of a kind of a package deal. Now, during the build, you're only going to pay interest only on the amount of draws the builder has taken up to that point. Now, generally, at closing the first draw, maybe go pay off the land if you're buying it as part of it. And what I like about this is, let's say we allocate $300,000 towards your build, but the first draw to pay off the land is only $50,000. Well, the nice thing is you're only paying interest only on that $50,000, even though we've set this $300,000 aside for you. And then the amount of payments you're going to be making just slowly increase throughout the build until you get to the end, and then we just convert it automatically over to traditional financing where you're paying principal and interest at that point.
So you're only paying for what you use.
Exactly. Yep. So what's really nice for the people who maybe are building a house while they're trying to sell their other one, they still have the house payment on that house, they don't have full house payments on both homes. So it's kind of a nice, affordable way to do it. So we have a great, great program. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks to close these lately. I'd love to chat with you about your new construction, let you know what we can offer you. So come see us out at the home show or give me a call at the office, 783-7300.
All right. Absolutely fantastic, fantastic stuff here. Things are moving quickly. That's why we're talking about selling and then purchasing in this with this new construction. So I've got some great pick threes again. I'm really having to watch this list of when I prepare it because they've been moving so fast. But we just put on the market an amazing, amazing house out in Cottonwood Springs. This is 97103 East Case Boulevard out in Kennewick there, Badger Canyon area, Cottonwood Springs. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath Rambler with a den, on a three-quarter acre lot, 2,260 square feet. You've got the tiled entryway, raised ceilings. You've got the den with the glass French doors, big great room with a fireplace, built-in entertainment package, large kitchen, beautiful, beautiful cabinets, brand new flooring. They've gone in and done brand new carpet throughout the house, so brand new flooring. Large shower in the master, dual sink vanity. This has it all. You're on three quarters of an acre lot. Rambler, $319,900.
Wow.
And so this is just one of those. This is one of those move up properties that actually is still available, or it was last night. I can't say about it now, but the way things have been going. And so that is a fantastic property out there. That was 97103 East Case Boulevard. Pick number two, 6115 Kent Lane in Pasco. Now, this is a four-bedroom, three-bath, New Traditions-built home out in the West Pasco neighborhood. They've got hardwood floors, 2,884 square feet, bright open living room with a gas fireplace, custom kitchen opens up to the living room. We've got granite countertops in this, the breakfast bar, stainless steel appliances, upgraded stove and microwave, fantastic, fantastic property. It's got a 26 by 12 bonus room also that has an additional exterior entrance. So if you wanted to do a small like home-based business or just wanted to have that separate extra entrance, amazing bonus room with that. You've got the slider off your dining that goes out to your covered patio, fully fenced backyard. And we're talking $279,900. So you go out to the home show, you see the New Traditions, you love it, but you're ready to go right now. Here's a resale one, ready to go. So fantastic property for $279,900. And then pick number three is 120 Meadow Hills Drive. This is a great custom-built four-bedroom, three-bath out in South Richland. 3,550 square feet. Big living room with a masonry fireplace, granite countertops in the kitchen, formal dining room. I mean, this house has it all. It's got a bonus room upstairs plus a bonus room in the lower level. And that's coming in at $399,900 for 3,500 square feet, South Richland custom built. So there are still some great properties. Most of them are brand new listings that we're putting on right now. Things are turning quickly, but those are great, great properties that are available. If you have any questions about those, you can see us at the home show, stop at the booth, talk to us about those. We also have agents working out in the field and showing property this weekend, so we'd love to help you with any of those pick three that you've heard. Go to our website, kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message, or feel free to call me on my cell phone at 727-8977. So Tom talked to us about the money. We've talked about all of the things you can see at the home show. A couple tips to remember. A lot of people, it's very nice to have a quick album in your smartphone, a picture album that just says, Home Show 2015, make it before you go. And that way, when you see items that you like, or you'll be flipping through a book, you know, and it'll be really hard to remember that later. Plus, you're going to be, you know, see hundreds of exhibitors. But you're going to see those one or two things that you think, I could do that. Or, I really want to do that. And then,
or the wife says, honey,
honey, can you do that? And so, what's nice is, take a picture, take a couple pictures with your smartphone, put those into the home show album so that you have those saved, and then that way later you can flip through and find what you were looking for, add a note to it. It's just a great way to keep track of the things that you're going to be seeing out there versus getting overwhelmed like we talked about. The other thing that we talked about with the new construction is just really paying attention to what type of contractor you're talking to. Are you talking to a remodeler contract? Are you talking to a fully custom home builder? Are you talking to a semi-custom home builder? This is really your chance to get all of those questions answered. And if you still have additional questions about how it works and how you would start the process, that's when you would come and see us and come by the Kenmore Team booth, meet our agents, talk to us, and then we can help put a plan in place. A lot of people, when they're looking at new construction, they're going to have that other house to sell. And we're going to need to be looking at what we can do to help get you an evaluation on that, get that sold, and at the same time give you a chance of winning that portion of it for free with our drawing. So super, super excited to see everybody out there. Tom, if they didn't catch it before, how can people get a hold of you if they have additional questions but can't make it to the home show?
Give me a call, 783-7300. Remember to bring your canned food out to the home show. And Lance, on a side note, something I'm so excited about, only time I can ever find it is the white cheddar kettle cord. And it's at the home show.
It's at the home show. And you know what I'm excited about, too, is there is a guy that 2 years ago had the best squeegee brooms that you could spray your garage out with and then squeegee the water out.
Mm-hmm.
Can guarantee me it's going to cost me 3 of those because I need one for my dad needs one and I need one and probably one for a gift for you, Mr. Tom Coyne.
Hey, give me the white cheddar kettle.
Okay. So a lot of other stuff that has nothing to do with real estate or building, as you can tell, but it's going to be out there. So great time, cheap entertainment. We're looking forward to seeing you guys out there, and we'll see you in an hour or two out there at the home show.
And next week, right here on News Talk 870.